going to start by saying thank you for the music. Thank you for the song, You've Got a Friend. I think I surprised Peggy when I requested a specific song that wasn't in the songbook. I had a surprise phone call myself this week from an old friend, Joyce. Joyce lives in Red Deer, and she hails from my canoeing and skiing days before ministry, before seminary. I met her at a canoe club meeting maybe 25 years ago, maybe more, and we share an interest in canoeing and camping. Both of us yearn to paddle somewhere around Ellesmere Island. If your northern Canadian geography is rusty, that's the island closest to the North Pole. Neither of us has the time nor the means right now to get there. We hope that someday we might. I've paddled with Joyce around Red Deer and helped her strategies class go paddling too. Unfortunately, we don't see too much of each other anymore. Our lives have drifted down different paths. Hers to motherhood and more teaching, and mine to places far from Red Deer. In our conversation this week, I found out for the first time that she used to play hockey. I always knew that she skated well, but never knew that she played hockey in high school and college. We have shared a lot of interests in the past and still do, obviously. We lament the fact that we don't see each other very often. We don't make much time for phone calls or even email. I sometimes get a Christmas card from her. One might wonder if we're really still friends. I guess it depends on how you define friend. Author Jeremiah Creedon, writing in the Otney Reader, describes 19 archetypal friends. There's the old friend and the older friend, that is, someone rather older than you, a mentor, perhaps. And then there's the new friend and the wild friend. Al had a wild friend for a while. Each of them on their own weren't very wild, but when they got together, well, there were jokes and other stuff I won't talk about. I keep wondering if he's found another friend who will bring out his latent spark of mischief. And then there's the ex-friend. Creedon suggests it might have to do with money or sex or both. Then there's the scary friend who challenges you, and the boss friend from work, and the trainer bus friend you see as you commute to work every day. I won't go on. There are all kinds of friends for many circumstances. The one that you may well have assumed I meant for the meditation is the best friend, what he calls the gold standard of friendships. Creedon says the best friend listens but never judges, helps you out of a jam, tells it to you straight, and often forgives a debt. Feminist theologian Mary Hunt writes about friendships, particularly women's friendships, in her book, Fierce Tenderness. She believes that friendship is a model of right relationship. It is where we practice how to get along with everybody else. I say that about church, too, but we often are friends here as well. There's much overlap there. She writes that there are four aspects of friendship. Love is Hunt's first element. Love, she says, is an orientation toward the world as if my friend and I were more united than separate, more at one among the many than separate and alone. Love is the intent to deepen the unity without losing your uniqueness as individuals. When I think of my best friend, I think of my cousin, Juanita. While we lived next door for the first 12 years of my life, and actually for the first few months we lived in the same house, I don't remember that. And certainly we played together as children, but we became much better friends after we were both in university. We shared many experiences, not always at the same place or the same time, but over the years we struggled through many of the same issues. Our relationship has been able to endure despite our living in very different places, a couple thousand miles usually, always too many miles apart to see each other more than quite sporadically. Our family bond seems to have carried us over the uncomfortable spots and helped us persevere. Power is Hunt's second element. Power is one of those words that makes us uneasy. Mary Hunt defines power in friendship simply as the ability to make choices for ourselves. Power exists in every relationship, both between the individuals and arising from our place in the world. So many things influence our power: our social standing, intelligence, wealth, age, sex.